Dímelo. Do I normally start it?
Yes, you do. Oh. That was the problem last week. I didn't know. It was so awkward. I didn't know how to start or end last week.
Oh, that's right. Pop Culture Vultures, your girl, La Loca. Dímelo.
What's going on? Utopia here, hanging out as well.
It's back together again. Last week, I was out. It was you and Justin.
Yes, it was.
How did it go? I have not listened to the podcast yet. I'm about to, you know, I take my moments of when I'm in the can and I listen to my things, or I'm doing like a beauty day.
Yeah.
Or I go like to King's Spa. Have you ever been there?
Yes.
King's Spa is a nasty ass place, but I love it. I take my headphone and my phone. I sit in one of them spas and I go into the saunas and I fall asleep. But how did it go? How was it?
It was good. Justin is interesting because, like I said last week, dude said 3 words to me when I first met him. And then, like, 2 or 3 weeks afterwards, I seen him on stage. I'm like, yo, bro, you're so funny. So last week, we spoke the longest that we've ever talked in our whole lives. And we have so much in common.
Aww.
We're both huge foodies.
Yeah.
So that the podcast was literally all over the map. We touched on some pop culture stuff and then talked about personal stuff. And, you know, he's hilarious. He's a comedian. And he does voices really, really well.
Yo, for real.
Yeah, like, he's, like super dope with the whole voice thing. So.
Yeah. Yeah, and when I thought you guys knew each other because you're the one that recommended me to have him as my intern. So I'm thinking, like, you guys have been besties forever.
No, the only reason why I did it was because he's boys with one of my homeboys from high school, Kevin, and I've known Kevin since 1994.
Mm-hmm.
So if I know if Kevin fucks with him, then he must be, like,
legit.
Super, yeah, mm-hmm. good. And he seems like he's very passionate and eager, and he really wants to be a part of this whole broadcasting life. So
yeah.
I was like, however I can help, I'm definitely down to do it.
And like I tell everybody, that's rare because there's not a lot of people that want to help. They just want to be like, go fend for yourself, boo-boo. You ain't taking my job.
Exactly.
And I ain't going front. That was me at one point. Because, bitch, I need to pay rent, ho. This game is feast or famine. And sometimes that famine be forever.
Yeah, it'd be rough.
It is. And then and it comes between family, mm-hmm. your friends, you know, mm-hmm. and I'm now learning to, I gotta be very careful with my words because some people say that I have a very harsh way of speaking. And I don't think I do, but I've learned that, and I saw this quote, you need to take care of you first.
Yeah.
Because your job, your position, mm-hmm. if you were to die, will be up before your obituary.
Yeah, yeah. Before
you know, because they don't give a damn. Like,
don't.
You dead.
Yep.
And then you posted it. You posted it, bitch. She posted it. It's so true, yo. You had me, like, the next day, I came in this motherfucker like, yeah, my mommy and daddy are here, and I'm not coming to work. I'm leaving. No, because that's why I wasn't on the podcast. I was spending time with my family.
Yeah, what you have to do, like, especially if anyone who's listening who's ever been away to college or had to go away for professional reasons. Me, I went away for professional reasons, as you as well.
Mm-hmm.
Separated. I don't want to say separated from family. We decided to put ourselves first
mm-hmm.
and venture out into the world and leave that comfort of family behind. And you really don't know how comforting that family is until you leave them, because your parents get on your fucking nerves when you're with them.
Like,
yo,
honey.
You just can't. They just annoy the shit out of you. But as soon as you pick up, you move to a different side of the country, it's a whole new ball game.
It sure is.
Totally different.
And you have nobody on your team, nobody to call,
no.
cry to.
Yeah.
Even though you never, like, have you ever really cried to your parents when you were living with them?
Yeah, I've had, like,
oh, no,
this is something, wow, I really never said out loud, but I used to hold a lot of things in, and I'm learning how to let it out
mm-hmm.
a lot much quicker now. It still may take like 3 weeks, but instead of 3 years. So I used to have nervous breakdowns when I was a kid because mm-hmm. all of this stuff would pile up. And my mom has cradled me in her arms, like boo-hooed as me being like from the ages of when I was little to like maybe like the last one that I had. I was like 28 or 29. 28. No, the last one I had was when I wrecked my car when I went to Philly, and I was like 33 when I had that one.
Come on.
Like I'll never forget. I was in the bathroom on the toilet, and my mom came, and she, you know, because I just had the accident, so she had to be with me, like, beyond Viola Davis, the heaving with the snot and just like wherever tears could flow, that was me, and shitting and peeing all at the same time. And my mom was there because I have those kind of nervous breakdowns. So
like the commercial, you know, have you seen the new commercial? The I don't know if it's the Kleenex where the boy's in the bathroom crying because the girl broke his heart and the father's on the guy is in the bathroom crying and the father's outside the door telling him it's going to be okay. Like, it was the, yo, that
makes me cry. I have to
see
that. I have to see that. Okay, not to, is another commercial real quick. Have you seen the commercial with the guy? They're going over, he's going over his dad's retirement plan with him, and his dad is going to downsize because he's, I guess the wife had passed away, his mom passed away, and the dad is elderly. I'm not sure. It's one of those. But long story short, he takes him on a tour to different places that he could live. And one of them was like a senior living facility. And he was like, I don't want to live here. I don't want to live here. So the son was like, all right, we'll figure it out. So then the son starts planning and mapping. And then he decides to build his dad a little house, a guest house behind his house. Because his dad's retirement money was enough money for him to do that and pay for the house and like another one. That's just like... Family.
Yo, it's everything.
So good. Yeah.
You need family, especially, I guess, for I don't know, maybe for you right now. Mm-hmm. I think at this moment, before we got on this podcast, we just had a little conversation. And I know you're going to mommy.
A little. Yeah, I'm
and
definitely,
I'm going to my dad
yeah.
and my mom. Well, I'm going to my mom. My dad doesn't speak English that well, so he ain't going to understand shit of what I say.
I'm definitely going to talk to my mom about it.
You know, and as you should. Mm-hmm. Because there's no other way to get into this part of the conversation.
No,
we
not
just
at all. But
dive
yeah,
in.
Yeah, get right into it.
Dive in.
Well, but before you do, you did enjoy your time with your parents.
I did.
Okay.
They're
so cute.
I had a depression afterwards when they left.
That used to happen to me. Did you cry when they left?
I didn't cry. I don't know if I cried when they left. Mm-hmm. I think maybe a couple hours later, I was crying because I just felt so alone.
Mm-hmm.
So alone. Mind you, I got Tinder, but... My dad is going blind and my mom is going deaf.
Oh my God.
So, it's just that you see them and you see that they're getting old.
Yeah.
You don't want to, like, and I posted the picture. You can't imagine that you're not going to see them in a couple hours or a couple days. And I think that's the thing that bothered me. Cause I could talk to them all the time,
mm-hmm.
but there's going to come a time that I can't talk to them. And seeing them, thank you, seeing them and spending the time with them meant the world to me. So, you know, I think that's what made me cry because I could call them all the time. They're there for me. You know, we weren't always the best of friends. Now,
Different.
So, you know, I just, that's the part that I cried about. Just knowing that they're getting old. They're getting so, my mom, like I can sit here right now and be like, hi, Ma. And she just can't hear me. You know how that hurts?
Yeah.
You're like, bitch. I said it to her. I'm like, bitch, you don't hear me? But she heard that shit.
Yeah, of course.
And she looked
heard
at
that.
Me like, who you calling? Mommy, I love you. And then my dad, you know, I think he kept calling Tinder my ex's name.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I give him the benefit of the doubt. My ex's name is also, not my recent ex, but an ex of mine that my dad knew, is also one of my brother's best friend's name.
Okay,
so,
okay.
You know,
so
and he just saw the best friend.
Yeah, okay, okay. So we'll give him that. We'll give him a pass.
But when I told him, like, Poppy, that's not his name, like, you know when a kid goes, aw.
Yeah.
Like, my dad did it, but it was such, like.
The cutest thing ever, yeah.
But he knows that he's getting to that part where he's forgetting things.
Yeah.
Because he said, he goes, oh, I'm forgetting things. And I'm just like, oh, my God, don't do this. Don't get old on me. Like, you don't want to, you know, like, and he kept trying to help me walk because of my knee.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm just like, oh, my God, you're still my daddy, but you're getting old. And I don't know if you're going to be here tomorrow or the next day. I don't want to think about it, but I know they're good. And my mom's coming up for my knee surgery. My dad wants to come up, too. So I'll be seeing them again.
Yay.
And then I'll see them beforehand because I got to go for a wedding. But. You know, with all that being said, you know, I don't have them here, but the people who I have that are in my life, like you, Kevin, Tinder,
mm-hmm.
you guys are my family. And the situation that we're going in bothers me because, you know, I believe in pop culture vultures. I believe wholeheartedly that I am with one of the dopest bitch in radio, Utopia.
Ditto.
And... You know, I'm not being told I have to end it, but, you know, unfortunately, like pop culture vultures, you know, we've gone through our moments of being together, taking breaks. As anybody who has careers
mm-hmm.
could understand, like, you have to prioritize. And, you know, we started this gung ho things happen where people around us that were in charge of this kind of fell off.
Kind of. She's being real nice right now. let me just be the petty one real quick. I don't know what's a word beyond fall off, but definitely fell off. And I could talk about me personally. One of the reasons why I had an issue and why we took a break is because we were putting out episode after episode after episode, and you guys haven't heard any of them.
A big majority. You heard a couple,
but the ones that there's like maybe five to six episodes just sitting on a computer somewhere that we don't have access to, which really sucks. So when you're doing this every week and you're coming in every week and you're doing your part and someone can't just fucking post the shit. It's just like what the, you know, so that was my gripe.
Yeah. And I think it was both our gripes.
Yeah.
But to be honest, for me, at that point, I couldn't really even think about anything because I was dealing with my arguments here in the building. I don't want to say it's hard. Radio is, it's a fairly easy job. It's just very draining because you're using your mind a whole lot. It's one thing to have physical drain, but your mind, when you drain that, honey, it's drained and you can't even get a proper sentence. So at that time, I was frustrated, but then I had no time to really think about the frustration as much. So when we got to the part where Utopia was like, I don't know if I want to do this. And we ran into a situation through one of the interviews that didn't get posted where, you know, the communication wasn't there where I'm thinking of the interview was boring on me.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what else to say to this dude. And I didn't know if you knew what else. So I'm trying to speed this thing up and get it moving. Like, yo, I can't do this anymore, my friend. Like, we gotta end it. You know, I understand where Utopia took it as I was trying to act like I was a queen shit. And then, but it was never one episode
out of like a gazillion.
Yeah. So, no, of course.
Yeah, that's the reason why I had to think about my position and the way I was feeling. Yeah. So it was one out of a million.
No, of course, one out of a million, but we got to a point where we didn't do podcasts.
So I think it was
a mix of both of and then definitely. It being not being aired. So I give you that. And then, you know, it came to a part now where, you know, I'm on two podcasts. I'm on two different ones. My first one, of course, is Pop Culture Vultures. I started with this. This is my home. I'm with my bestie. Yay. From radio, you know, like it's hard because I know she has her best friends. I have my best friends outside of this, but because we're on the radio all the time and we hear like this business. I know people say like C said it. You know, you got your friends, but it's not like we're going to each other's house.
Yeah.
But I sit here, we sit here and talk, and I consider you my. Fuck the best friend. Like, I consider you my sister because we're here all the time and nobody can understand our madness unless you live it and work it.
Yeah. And the adversity that we have and all that stuff. Yeah. So
when I was at, you know, I was just in a meeting, you know, they said, you know, we understand what you got going on, but it's not producing numbers. I need you to figure out what is it that you want to do because this other one is working and we're investing in this one. You know, and it wasn't as cold as that. I think, you know, because the person that I spoke to, hey, Chris, and Tim, they are the sweetest guys. And they know how my heart is. And they know that I love to work and I want to be here for everybody and do everything. So it wasn't as cold. But if you read between the lines, it's basically, and I give it, you know, if it don't make dollars, it don't make cents, right? Is that how it says it? Whatever. You know what I mean, everybody. Yeah. So I give it to them, but I refuse to give up on a friendship and a podcast that I truly stand behind. I know it will work. It's just, we need to be consistent again, you know, and we established it. We know we pointed out the flaw and we're going to make it better. So, you know, the reason why I bring it up in this podcast is because I want it to be, this is life. This is what we go through and this is what this podcast and all, and whichever route we go in, that's how our podcast is going to be. Our podcast will always be us being honest, not knowing everything, but finding out an answer or figuring things out or just having a fun time, having a conversation about that shit.
Yeah.
You know,
which is true. But I mean, honestly, like, you know, Loka had to be the one to tell me all of this. And
it's the most awkward thing ever.
And the thing is, like, I'm currently in my feelings. If you know me, then you know, that I'm currently in my feelings.
Yeah.
But, and it's not with Loka at all. Like, my thing is, and she had to explain it to me, is like, we do this together and we're in this together, and they only told her and she had to come and tell me.
Yes. But again.
Right.
It was more of a, you could keep on going, but we want you to go over here and do this.
Right, right. And which she had to explain to me. Yes. Because initially I was just like, yo, like, you know, what the fuck, yeah. Basically. So, you know, like I said, I'm currently in my feelings. And a lot of it also has to do with frustration with, you know, with being here and hearing certain things and feeling like your talent isn't valued as much as other people when you work harder than some folks.
Very true.
So I got a lot going on right now, like a lot, and I'm so grateful that we're about to go dance it out at a Bruno Mars concert.
Yes, we're finally going to a concert together.
Yes. So I'm like, Bruno better, like, he has no clue about the dancing, and it's all frustration. That's because if it's not that way, it'll be a fist fight in the streets with me and somebody. Because no, it's just, yeah, like, it's a lot going on. And my period is going to be here next week. So your girl is just, ooh, like, you know, like, it's like that pre-week emotion and this and that. So
I thought you would have been at least frustrated about Kanye West, not about your fucking period. That comes every month. Shit, bitch, ma. I'm over this motherfucker.
I
want to fight him. Matter of fact, don't go to Bruno Mars. Find you some Kanye and beat his ass. Because this bitch is crazy.
Unfortunately, I feel like we've been having a Kanye conversation a lot lately. And it's unfortunate because I just really miss when it was just all about the music. Like, Kanye has always been Kanye.
Yeah.
Yes. But just like the past, like maybe like 2 or 3 years, it's just been just unnecessary fuckery.
I feel like he's choosing the wrong things to troll us with, because right. He only does this MAGA hat or this Trump shit when he wants to drop an album.
Yeah.
Bait me on something else. I pick a fight like 50 Cent does with Floyd.
Yeah.
Or like he does with Tekashi. Like, do pick fights with somebody else. Don't go after a man who, yeah, he might say it, but I don't believe it. I don't feel it in his heart, because the people that he surrounds himself with is bringing nothing but hatred around all of us.
Yeah.
And you have to see it, Kanye. You got to have all the conversations you want. This man is using you, and like, you're using us. And I really hate it. I hate it. I hate it. And I, you know, I even hit him up on Instagram. I ain't never hit these celebrities up on Instagram. You know, when they slide in the DM, you can slide in. We could have the conversation all day. We can talk about anything you want. You can send me all the body parts you want to. But do not, Kanye, like I said to him, I said, listen, you were one of my, I think my, one of the first solo interviews I did at BET. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate you. You've been true to who you are, ranting and talking about nothing and sometimes something. But this right here, you're talking about my family. Yeah. I don't care if my family came here illegally. They're not killing anybody. Yeah. They're trying to make a dream, just like everybody who made this damn New York happen. Because it's all immigrants who came to New York in the first place.
To this country, technically, nobody, unless you're Native American, nobody.
Is originally from here.
Yeah, so we can't claim, and you can't. Yes, I can. None of us can claim this.
Yeah, none
like,
of us.
None of us. Some of us came here voluntarily, others involuntarily. Us.
Yes.
Okay?
And I explained this in my Instagram, like, yo, my dude, it's my family now. Fuck everybody else. And I'm not trying to be rude to everybody, but fuck all of it. Because y'all don't know me and I don't know you. My family, I know. And I'll be damned if now, mind you, I just told you how I fear about my dad getting old and dying on me because he can't see. But God forbid one of these dudes with a MAGA hat, because they think my father is undocumented and is stolen, they do something to my dad.
Yeah.
Or you got all these, like, yo, instead of wasting your time building a fucking wall, put your money in these corrupt cops that are killing people. Put your money in finding out these gang members that are going out killing people. Like, do that. Stop investing your time in saying somebody's a scumbag or these basketball players taking a knee or football players. Like, that's not helping us. You're making this shit worse for anybody who is a legal, illegal immigrant in, or whatever the hell, what is a legal immigrant? Yeah, illegal. They're not an alien, damn it.
Mm-hmm.
My parents. Because one day, I know, I pray not, knock on wood, I don't wish this on my life, but I fear getting a phone call that something happened to my dad, my brothers, my mom. Mm-hmm. Hell, even, like, what about a call coming to Tinder? Because they think I'm an immigrant. I'm American, I'm on the radio, look! But they don't give a damn because all they see is the color of our skin and the accent of our voice. And that's the fear that gets to me. And Kanye, I don't think he understands.
He doesn't have to understand. And I feel like he's forgetting that part of him who did have to understand before. I feel sympathy and empathy for everybody. But lately, Kanye has just been the worst. And that's all I have to say. It's just like, just really, because the conversation is never ending when it comes to him.
And I hate it. I don't like to invest my time in him.
Yeah, like, and the thing is, like, it's just so frustrating because he's such a person. He's a genius. Like, when it comes to creativity and just, you know, culture and just all that other stuff, he is a genius. I don't give a fuck what anyone says about that. My thing is, like, use your fame, use your, you know, your genius, use your wealth. Use that to make this country a better place.
Mm-hmm. And don't use a slogan, make America great again, bitch, 'cause that's not happening.
Exactly. Like, you know, make it a better place by using your influence to influence people who follow you like you're fucking Jesus. Like, do it to do that versus being a jackass. Because that's all that is to me, is him being a jackass. And that's all it is.
And the thing, they're laughing at him.
Yeah, everyone's laughing at him.
Not even just us.
Yeah.
But the people that you stand behind are laughing at you because they know they're using you.
Yeah.
They don't care about if you are having a mental breakdown. Mind you, probably a lot of people like us don't care either because you made it hard for us to care for you.
Yeah.
Mind you, I care for every human. I even, as much as I don't like Donald Trump, I care for him because he's a human.
Yeah.
And something is cool. Ticky ticky, how Wendy says ticky ticky boom boom in the head, and I wish he could. It could be like the ghost of Christmas past, future, and present were to get him, and he could be Scrooged. Like that's my dream. Like that's what I pray for. Him, Kanye, all the motherfuckers get Scrooge so that you guys can learn from the mistakes.
that
Santa, God. Make it happen.
Santa, God, Jesus, Gandhi,
baby Jesus,
Mother Teresa,
Ganesh.
Let's just make it all happen. Buddha,
like, yo, like, come on.
Descend on him. I feel sorry for Trump. Like, it's just, that's the thing. It's like, I pity
him. And everybody
him.
That's using him as well.
Yeah, I pity him. So, that's it. But we could be here sitting here talking about this all day.
Yeah, but we got a concert
me
to go
and
to.
My side ponytail with the slick edges. We ready for treasure.
Somebody.
Girl, yo, now.
Yeah, hold on. Hey, it's
24 karat magic.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Okay. Oh, my God, I got to get a winner. Oh, I got to go, guys. I got to get a winner. Oh, my God. I forgot to get this person the winner. Oh, my God. I forgot about this. Oh, they're going to kill me. All right, guys. Pop Culture Vultures is a wrap, y'all.
Yes. Short episode today, but worthwhile. Oh, this is a milestone episode. Episode 20.
Yay! Oh, my God. But I gotta go. Que Dios me lo bendiga hoy, mañana y siempre, which means may God bless you today, tomorrow, forever. This is about...